So I'm here at the Brentwood Christmas Light Up in Brentwood High Street, and I found myself sat on a bench talking to a street pastor named Jim Mills. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Do you want to just introduce yourself and say what exactly a street pastor does?
Yeah, my name's Jimmy. I'm a street pastor in Brentwood. Been doing it about nearly enough 3 years now. The idea of street pastors is we go out on the streets on a Friday night in Brentwood, a different team every night, once a month. And we're here to be a friendly face on the high street, just to calm people down. We help people if they come out the worst for wear out of clubs. We'll help them get home, clean them up if they've been ill, get them into taxis, just get them off the high street and home safely, and just generally be a calming influence on the high street.
And why do you think it's important that the street pastors are here today at the Brentwood Light Up?
For us, obviously there's no one who's going to be drunk to look after what we would normally be doing, but it's good for us to walk around and just to talk to people. People will ask us what is a street pastor and we can explain what we do. So as a PA exercise, that's quite a good place to do it.
And you said there's no one drunk about, but have you had any trouble so far yet, or has everything been all right?
No, this sort of day, this lighting up event, was a really nice day for us because we literally just walked around enjoying ourselves, talking to people, whereas on a Friday night, you can imagine when clubs are shutting, it can get a bit noisy and boisterous. So this is quite nice for us.
And do you get many people coming up to you and having a chat?
Yeah, a few now and again. Not overly many, but yeah, get a few.
And you said you've been walking around. What's been the best thing you've seen so far today?
Well, for me, the inside of the cafe, I suppose. But no, apart from that, just the whole thing, the way it's put together, the way it's organised, the amount of different stalls on the high street. Yeah, it's really nice, really good.
And there's going to be a bit of a parade later with a band walking through, and the street pastors are involved in that. What exactly goes on?
Yeah, we meet down the end of the high street with the band and the churches together, guys. We carry the torches. And we just march along with the band. We actually carry buckets of sand, so if one of the torches happened to flare up for any particular reason, then we can be there to help put it out.
Nice and safe. And do Friday nights get busier towards Christmas in Brentwood?
Yeah, they do normally. Obviously, people are out celebrating more often, especially the week before Christmas. You get a lot of office parties. It gets slightly worse because they leave work and go straight into the pubs and clubs, but stay there to the early hours, so they're drinking more. So obviously they get more happier and drunk, and we help sort them out.
And if someone wants to get involved with the street pastors, can anyone join, or do you have to go through some training?
Yeah, there's lots of training. The criteria is you've got to be a church member, a member of a church, any church, for at least a year. You've got to have the permission of your vicar or pastor. Then you have to do a certain amount of training before you can come on the streets. And then your training is ongoing. But you can come out as an observer without any training. Just go out with a team of street pastors just to see what it's like and how you feel about it.
And you said it's a church-based thing, so do you get a chance to talk about Christianity when you're out in the streets?
Yeah, we do. It's not our role to come out and Bible bash. It's the last thing we really want to do. We are out to help people. But obviously people, because we're nationwide and in other countries, people know street pastors. They know we're church people and what we believe, and if they've got any big issues or burning questions, they will come up and ask us their questions, and we will talk all night about God if that's what they want.
Sounds good. So how can people find out more about street pastors?
The best way would be if you type in street pastors into the Google or whatever. You'll get the whole history of street pastors, how it started, who by Les Isaacs started it in East London many years ago because of the knife-ins and stuff that was going on there, and they started street pastors, and it's grown out of that. So yeah, just Google it and you'll get all the information you need.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for taking time to talk to us. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the interview, and have a nice day.